I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome into Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid. Great to be with you here on this Thursday. I'm Craig Mish, along with Davis Maddock. We've got a full slate of baseball to get to. Also going to talk a little best ball fantasy football for the first time here on the show. Every day, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern. And Davis, no games tonight in the NBA, but we can rewind a little bit and look back to last night. And arguably, since the playoffs began, I would say, at least based on watching some of the games and the scores, the most anticlimactic night in the NBA as far as the playoffs are concerned. The Heat won wire to wire. Dallas kept it close for about, 2.5 quarters, maybe three. And so 2-0 leads for both Miami and Phoenix as they head back to the opposite cities this weekend.
Yep, the 76ers, they just stunk. Tyrese Maxey was their best player. James Harden was really bad. James Harden took 15 shots, only made one three, 20 points. I don't know. Do we think the 76ers have buyer's remorse here? I mean, it kind of feels like both teams are having buyer's remorse on their trades. The 76ers are like, great, we have James Harden. He's aging. He doesn't care. And then Shams Charania just tweeted this morning that Ben Simmons was diagnosed with a herniated disc in his back. So he's not even going to be able to play, exercise, do whatever for 3-4 months. So it remains to be seen if he's even ready for the start of next season. And then, Luka did everything I think that he could have reasonably done in the first quarter of Mavs Suns. Luka Doncic either scored or assisted on every basket other than a Reggie Bullock three-pointer. Reggie Bullock made one three-pointer in the corner that I think Jalen Brunson assisted, but that was the only non-Luka basket they got. And it's probably not a sustainable way to win basketball games. I mean, maybe he can keep you close for a half, but the guy gets tired, and you need Brunson, you need Dinwiddie, and neither of those guys did anything. Dorian Finney-Smith took two shots. Dwight Powell took two shots. I mean, just... what can you do? What can you do when these are the guys you're playing with?
Yeah, no, I think that's a really big part of it. And look, I still think Dallas will keep this competitive in some way, whether they'll cover the spread or win games, I don't know, but I don't think that series is over. And unbiased opinion, going back to Miami and Philadelphia, and I know we'll talk about this in the headlines, I'm with you. Like this, I would not ever call the beginning of an end for a player, but it sure feels like that with James Harden. I'm actually more optimistic that maybe Ben Simmons can come back and be something maybe in the future. But I don't know, Davis. I mean, Harden with a golden opportunity last night to throw up 40 shots and hit 20. And that was not in the conversation. All right, here's our headlines here on the show. As we just mentioned, Ben Simmons going to be out 3 to 4 months. He has to have back surgery. Who knows how this will affect the rest of his career and basically puts training camp in doubt for him next year too. So a very rare lose-lose trade, potentially, in the NBA. Phoenix and Miami both take 2-0 series leads. Very hard to come back down 0-2. That's what's at stake for Philadelphia. They may get Embiid back, who knows. Dallas, in a similar situation now, really was not able to escape that series in the first two games, getting a win. Odd scenario yesterday in Major League Baseball, a pitcher thrown out after just one inning. Madison Bumgarner looked very upset after the first. the first base umpire comes over to Bumgarner, does a finger check based on the sticky stuff, and then throws him out of the game. Diamondbacks, by the way, won that game 8-7. And the Penguins are having all kinds of issues with their goaltenders. They're expected to start Luis Domínguez tonight. Originally, it was a third-string goalie, but all kinds of issues with Pittsburgh. He was the hero in Game 1. We will see what happens with them moving forward. But, Davis, going back to the ejection yesterday, that did make pretty much every highlight as far as baseball headlines are concerned, because Madison Bumgarner, most feel, in the end, will probably end up being a Hall of Famer. He's still very young in terms of pitchers for things that he's accomplished. It has not been a great run for him in Arizona, although this year I would say he has looked a lot better. But essentially, the way my understanding on this is at least from what's being discussed, is they needed a AAA umpire yesterday, Davis, in the game. I guess they were down an umpire. They needed one. They called him up. He was behind home plate. The first base umpire was an experienced umpire and essentially didn't like the way that Bumgarner was looking at the home plate umpire, calling balls and strikes. He comes over, gives him the quick hook. So I think one umpire protecting another, but really a bad scene yesterday, putting Arizona in a terrible spot. And very rarely does a team win a game where their pitcher's thrown out in the first inning, but the Diamondbacks did.
Yeah, that was a weird thing. And I have no soft spot in my heart for Madison Bumgarner. I mean, he basically had the best week any starting pitcher has ever had in the history of the sport against the Kansas City Royals. 20 innings pitched, 9 hits, 1 walk, 1 earned run, including 2 days rest, 5 innings pitched, 2 hits, 0 walks, 0 earned runs in Game 7 of the World Series. So you know what? Throw him out. Get him out of there. Madison Bumgarner, we don't want to watch you. We don't want to see you. Get out of here. That was 2014, so it's been 8 years, and I cannot think about Madison Bumgarner without thinking about how depressed I was leaving that Game 7. It was the worst sports experience of my life. So toss him out, Craig. Get him out of here.
Yeah, no.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right. I remember it well, him coming into Game 7 and closing out that game for San Francisco and another World Series for them, and then not one in that situation for the Kansas City Royals. All right, let's take a quick timeout, move on from that story, and move on to some Major League Baseball Daily Fantasy. We've got more or less a full slate tonight, and we're going to get into it, find you some starting pitchers, of course, some players who potentially could go off. So stay tuned to that. Then we'll take a look at some fantasy football best ball, so stay on the grid with us. We're just getting started here on Fantasy Sports Today. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We've got afternoon baseball on the way and then a pretty juicy night slate in Major League Baseball. And here on the show, what we do is we give you a preview and help you out in DFS. So those of you with a smartphone or a tablet, pull out the DraftKings app, and Davis and I are going to walk you through some potential plays in tonight's slate. Davis, how is the slate looking for you tonight?
So it's kind of an interesting one because we don't have a Coors Field game, and this is, you know, Thursday is always kind of the getaway day for a lot of teams. A lot of teams are traveling, so it's a little bit of a smaller slate. We only have six games on the main slate and no real, mega stud starting pitchers, right? You know, we don't have a Scherzer, you know, guys like that going, but on the other side of that coin, no real gas cans going for us here today. I mean, I guess you could say Watkins for Baltimore, Archer for Minnesota, but then, you know, the other guys are like, I mean, Tarik Skubal is a really good starting, well, not a really good starting pitcher yet, okay, but might become a really good starting pitcher, Jose Urquidy, Miles Mikolas. So it's like, it's honestly, it's where you could go either way. You could be like, ah, you know, maybe I do think Miles Mikolas gets six clean innings against the Giants, or maybe you go, ah, the Giants got a lot of lefties. Maybe they get to him. Mikolas doesn't really strike anyone out. So it's I kind of like slates like these. I think we're going to see lots of ownership concentrate on the Minnesota and Baltimore hitters just because those are the two weakest starting pitchers going. And, you know, those are just always kind of fun slates to navigate.
All right, so let's take a look at it tonight. And a couple of starting pitchers. Let's give you some options here over on DraftKings and the pricing. We'll start with the game in San Diego tonight. Jesus Luzardo is on the mound for the Marlins, taking on the Padres. And then a very rare scenario, but based on the first month of the season, to get Aaron Nola at an 8,000. I mean, I would imagine eventually Nola is going to just, you know, start tearing it up for the Philadelphia Phillies. But, Davis, this is why his price is only 8,000.
Yeah, I mean, and he is going to be the absolute stone-cold chalk tonight because he's actually been fine his last two starts. 9 strikeouts against the Mets, 9 strikeouts against the Brewers, did give up the 3 earned runs against the Mets. Really, it's kind of coming down to why is he so cheap? He got roughed up by the Mets in his second start, and then he had to make his third start at Colorado and wasn't very strong in that game. But looking at his profile, I don't really see much to worry about in terms of like fastball velocity. He's using all of his pitches. He's going deeper into games. You know, he got up to 94 pitches in his last start against the Mets. I am really intrigued by Jesus Luzardo, who now pitches for your Miami Marlins. He's kind of had some Jekyll and Hyde starts. He was amazing in his first game against the Angels, then got blown up by the St. Louis Cardinals, gave up 5 earned runs in that game, didn't get out of the 5th inning, and then rebounded, you know, had 2 decent starts against Seattle and against the Atlanta Braves. And you know, I kind of think there's something here with the Athletics having all these amazing pitching prospects and then not doing anything with them. They go somewhere else and they get better, right? Sean Manaea, right? Manaea was traded to the Athletics, kind of never really got there. Really strong start of the year to the Padres. Luzardo gets traded. Don't think he was very good last year, but seems like he's figuring something out this year. So I just kind of like betting on those types of guys.
Yeah, I mean, and the good thing with him too is you're going to know right away first couple of innings whether or not he's got it or not. It's usually been the deal with him. Getting deep into games has also been the third time through, which it is for a lot of pitchers at this point. But we'll see. And look, certainly the Padres have their fair share of decent bats, some left-handed, which gives him some advantage tonight. And Nola, you would think, eventually is going to be in that 9,000 range. He just hasn't gotten there. Those two starts that you mentioned are the tough ones for him. Okay, let's take a look at the infield selections for tonight. We'll start off at catcher with Mike Zunino, probably the best catcher on the board, I would think. We got Jose Miranda going at first base, Jorge Polanco of the Minnesota Twins. The Astros, I'm assuming, are going to be without Jose Altuve today after, I don't know if you saw that foul ball off the groin yesterday, Davis. That's not something I'd like to replay here on the show. Alex Bregman, he is priced at 4,900. And then Javier Baez of the Tigers is at 5,000 today. And he won't be the highest priced player you have, but he's the highest priced infielder you have today.
Yep. Always love Mike Zunino against a lefty. I mean, we know what we're getting with Mike Zunino. He is not going to hit for average. Maybe he'll take a couple walks, but he always leaves you a good opportunity to hit a home run. He hit his second home run of the season back on the 3rd. And, I mean, he has one of the most impressive raw power profiles of any catcher, so I always like to use him. This Miranda fella, I don't know a ton about him, but I do know that his his FanGraphs scouting report paints him as a guy with some good raw power. He's been getting a good spot in the lineup for the Minnesota Twins. He's been batted fifth for the last 3 days because Miguel Sano is injured and Kyle Garlick is also on the 10-day DL, so they've just kind of needed him. And he's barely done anything yet. He's got one hit, but as I mentioned, this Minnesota lineup I think is going to be fairly popular. So of course we have Jorge Polanco in there as well. As a result of some of these injuries in their order, he's been batting higher for them. Now keep in mind, these guys are definitely going to be very popular. Miranda and Polanco, both of them should be greater than 15% owned on DraftKings probably. So definitely keep that in mind as you're building. Bregman, honestly, not having the greatest start to the season. He's hitting .247, four home runs. He had a really good game yesterday, went 3-for-3 with two walks. And I like this matchup for the right-handed bats for Houston against Tarik Skubal. You know, again, Skubal, decent starting pitcher, great pedigree, you know, could be a great left-hander someday. Right now, he's just okay. So I like some of these right-handed Houston bats. And then Craig knows, Javi Baez, I love the guy. Because, I mean, with Javi Baez, you're pretty much getting an 0-for-4 game with two strikeouts and two, you know, ground into double plays, or you're getting a home run, a double, a stolen. Like, he's getting you zero or he's getting you 22 on DraftKings. And, you know, that's how I like to play the game. So we're going with Javi Baez against Jose Urquidy.
Yeah, and listen, it's a boomer bust type day for a lot of people who play on these slates, shorter slate for sure. And also with Miranda, I mean, he's going to be an interesting name moving forward. I mean, look, Sano is off to Davis the worst start of his career, and I don't even think it's his hitting. I think it's physical. I think he's got a real problem. They're talking about maybe him having surgery, which could put him out for a long period of time. I don't know. I think Sano's time, honestly, you know, sadly, just the body, the physical. I think if you're a season long owner of Sano, there's no selling. And I'm really worried that it's getting toward the end of the line. All right, let's go to the outfield here. Highest priced player on the board, as it should be, Byron Buxton, $5,500 for the Minnesota Twins. Also, Cedric Mullins is $4,200. And then the Giants, Darren Ruff at $3,900. Very clearly, Ruff has to play in order for you to put him in your lineup tonight.
Yep, and I think he should be in because Miles Mikolas is one of these guys for the Cardinals that we see with the huge splits. Right-handed versus left-handed batters because of the pitch mix that he uses. In fact, probably an off-the-radar stack I would use for tonight if you're not trying to go all in on these Minnesota or these Baltimore hitters, who I anticipate all of them being fairly popular. I think, if we get five lefty plus switch-hitting Giants, I think that's a really difficult spot for Mikolas, and so I would kind of like the Giants there against him. So Ruff, who is, by the way, you know, off to a terrible start to the season. He's been really bad. He's not hit a home run yet. Low batting average. Like, we learn all these things, but I think he's decent. Buxton, best player of the slate. I mean, just hands down, he's the best. And then I'll say Cedric Mullins hits home runs in back-to-back games, gets one yesterday against Minnesota, and is going to hit one off of Chris Archer tonight.
Yeah, and our producer Brett just passed along, Sano is having surgery today, so he is going to be out for a long period of time for the Minnesota Twins, no doubt. All right, we will take a quick time out here on the show. We're going to talk some average draft position in fantasy football. Of course, best ball season.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
And usually underway immediately after the draft, so we'll get into that as well. We got fantasy or reality and the Sports Grid 60, so stay on the grid. We got plenty more to come here on the show as we take you up until noon Eastern, and then Kevin and Donnie take over for the early line, followed by Newswire, and then Scott Farrell, Coast to Coast. So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Make sure you stay with us as Davis and I are coming back with some fantasy football talk.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There are many people who play in dynasty fantasy football leagues, and immediately after the draft, you start getting your preparation together to have your rookie draft. I know, Davis, that mine is coming up very soon, I believe in 2 weeks, and that sort of sets the barometer for my 2022 fantasy football season as well. So I have to make some pretty big choices as far as players I want to protect and keep and draft, and so our exercise today here on the show is really good because I think we're going to talk about some players that, to me, for the average fantasy football fan are going to be severely under the radar. And it really comes down to, you know, redraft versus dynasty. And I know that you're deep into this already, so I feel like this will be a solid exercise for us.
Yep. Already started. So I've done two rookie drafts. I did one rookie draft before the NFL draft. And then I did another one that started immediately after. And then I have a bunch more that are going to start next Monday. So maybe when we get some more of that data, we can bring those into the show. And then, of course, Underdog, our partners over at Underdog, have launched their Best Ball Mania 3, $10 million prize pool, $2 million to first, $1 million to the regular season champion. So I think I've done 11 drafts in that one already. So I'm here. Baseball still got the corner of my mind, still playing MLB DFS every day, of course, but for me, you know, it is already drafting season.
Yeah, no, and for sure you have rookie mini camps next week and the week after, and then the schedule comes out in the NFL too. So NFL always on the calendar. We take a little bit of a break in June from the NFL, but then once July starts up, it's pretty much from there on out. But that being said, let's educate folks who are watching our show today about some players that I'm going to guess that a lot of people have not heard of, the average person watching our show here on Sports Grid. We'll start off with the Indianapolis Colts and their young wide receiver and Alec Pierce. His ADP in these early drafts is 218 last year, of course, with a very solid quarterback, by the way, as everybody knows at Cincinnati. 52 receptions, 882 yards, and 8 touchdowns. And what I like about this discussion, Davis, is that the teams that these players are on, it's always like about the opportunity here. And the Indianapolis Colts are certainly one of those teams that could use not only one extra receiver, but maybe two. And maybe that's, you know, along the lines of the thinking here.
Yeah. So, I mean, 218 is basically undrafted this ADP is from Underdog Fantasy Football in Best Ball Mania 3. 218 basically means, you know, most of the time Alec Pierce is not getting drafted. Sometimes he is, sometimes he isn't. I really liked him in the draft. 6'3", 210 pounds, ran a 4.4 40. Very, very good. Very good at all of the combine workouts, and was a good player in college for sure. Not a young guy, which we don't love. So he's already 22. We kind of like when these guys are early declares. Alec Pierce did play 4 seasons for Cincinnati, but we did see a lot of that with COVID-related protocols, you know, guys staying in college another year, some guys granted an extra year of college. So I like Pierce. I like taking him as a 17th, 18th round selection. Not a ton of competition for targets on this this roster right now. T.Y. Hilton is not re-signed. Jack Doyle retired. They drafted Jelani Woods, a tight end from Virginia Tech, in the third round. He probably will not be ready to play. I mean, tight end is just a hard position to transfer over from college to the pros. So I think there's a big opportunity, who knows who's going to win that job? Desmond Patton, Mike Strachan. I mean, how many guys have the Colts thrown to try and be the wide receiver two next to Michael Pittman Jr.? So I like Alec Pierce here.
Yeah, and look, the opportunity is there. Better quarterbacking, you would think, coming up in 2022 for the Indianapolis Colts as well. All right, same could be said for the Chicago Bears, who sort of went through their draft, Davis. Sort of odd that they didn't really strike big in terms of wide receiver. And then here we have Velus Jones Jr., whose ADP right now is around where Alec Pierce is, if I'm not mistaken. And he's from University of Tennessee. He had 62 catches, 800 yards, and 7 touchdowns. Admittedly, I do not know a ton about this player, but I know that the Bears are in a similar situation to the Colts, where they actually different in terms of quarterback. They have a young quarterback starting for them. The Colts have an older one. But Fields is going to need some help. And is Velus Jones a possibility with that?
Yeah, not for me. I think this was a terrible, terrible draft selection. So Velus Jones Jr. got an extra year of college because of the COVID rules. But that made it his sixth season at college. He played, this is true, his first season of college was in 2016 for USC. He stayed there for 4 years. He transferred to the University of Tennessee, then got an additional year of, for the COVID rules, they let guys stay another year. So Velus Jones Jr. played 6 seasons at college, never had 1,000 yards. I thought this pick was so bad. He basically is, I think, was mostly drafted to be a kick and punt returner because that's what he did really well at Tennessee. He had 2 kick return touchdowns, was a really good punt returner for them. You know, I just thought this was so bad. It's like you got a young team, you're rebuilt. I mean, Velus Jones Jr. is 2 years older than Justin Fields. Velus Jones Jr. is the same age as AJ Brown. It's like this, I don't know. This is not how I would draft the team. I thought this was terrible, and he's not going to be on any of my fantasy teams.
So the Bears wide receivers are Mooney and who?
Mooney, Velus Jones Jr., Byron Pringle. They're definitely going to be really counting on Cole Kmet a lot. Cole Kmet got 93 targets last season. I think you bump that up. They signed Equanimeous St. Brown, who's been a bit player for the Packers. And then they have a bunch of guys that you've never heard of, guys they claimed off of waivers. Chris Finke, Daz Newsome, David Moore, who you might remember playing on the Seahawks, was on the Panthers last year. I mean, I just think this is terrible, and I think they're really not setting Justin Fields up for success.
All right, well, let's move on then. One with an ADP a little bit higher here, another team that could, again, use some wide receiver help this year. He's David Bell on the Cleveland Browns. He went to Purdue last year, 93 catches, 1,200 yards, and 6 touchdowns. The Browns, Davis, also a team that could use some help on the outside. You heard some rumors about them trying to get Devontae Adams. Maybe even A.J. Brown was in that conversation. What about David Bell for Cleveland?
So David Bell, I do really like, mostly because he has a great immediate opportunity. I am expecting Deshaun Watson to be suspended for at least half the season. But even if it is, Case Keenum or whoever their backup quarterback is coming, it was Garrett Gilbert last year. You know, they'll find a way to get it done. Kevin Stefanski, good coach, but the Cleveland Browns have a Jarvis Landry sized hole in their offense. You know, Jarvis Landry has been their most important player on offense the last 2 seasons because Odell Beckham was, I don't think Odell Beckham was playing poorly, but Baker Mayfield just couldn't really make those throws to Odell Beckham out there on the perimeter. And David Bell projects to be the slot guy with Amari Cooper on the outside and Donovan Peoples-Jones on the other side. They cut Austin Hooper to save some money. David Njoku, really good inline tight end. He'll be running a ton of routes. I mean, I think that David Bell, and he fell in the draft because he had a very poor combine, ran like a 4.6, was a little, I mean, just was slower, not quite as powerful as scouts and people had imagined. But he actually played with Rondale Moore in college. And if you go back and look at their 2019 seasons, Rondale Moore had 387 yards in the four games that he played. And David Bell led the team in receiving with another NFL player on the roster, Bryson Hopkins, who is now a tight end for the Los Angeles Rams. But basically, when David Bell and Rondale Moore played together, they were accumulating similar stats in the same games. Rondale Moore, second round pick. I think Rondale is going to end up being pretty good eventually. So I think these are a lot of good signals for David Bell.
Yeah, and you know, it's still funny for me because Cleveland, a lot of people, Davis, are still pretty bullish on Cleveland. Their odds were like moving during the draft. You know, I mean, maybe the whole thing is just the Watson suspension at this point. But I mean, if the NFL, by the way, Davis, if the NFL acts any way like Major League Baseball acted with Trevor Bauer, like Deshaun Watson's still going to get suspended a long time if that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really see any way he avoids an 8-game suspension because that's kind of what they've done in the past. Remember, Ezekiel Elliott was suspended without a conviction. Other guys have been suspended without criminal convictions. But also, there was an update, I want to say sometime last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, that there are still cases pending against Deshaun Watson. You know, I think a lot of people reacted to the grand jury trial and was like, all right, that's it. It's over. We can move forward. Right. But as far as I understand, and again, I could always be wrong. I'm not a lawyer. I can, you know, not understand some of these legal briefings. But as far as I understand it, he is not completely out of the woods in terms of, you know, actually being criminally prosecuted for some of these allegations. So it just all seems messy to me. The Browns do. I would not put any money on them. I don't. Just, it seems like a really flammable situation, right? Like, it could go wrong at any point.
Yeah, no, it's hard to know exactly what's going to happen, especially in the best ball format, to take that kind of risk. But we know that Cleveland wants to run the ball, and we know that Chubb and Hunt are going to be a huge part of their offense moving forward. All right, coming up next, time for Fantasy Reality and the Sports Grid 60. We'll give you updates around the...
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
World. Also, I'm seeing here Greg Norman, former champion on the PGA Tour, has been denied an exemption to play at the upcoming tournament. So a little surprising to see that. We'll have more on that and a whole lot more on Sports Grid next. Stay on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. If you have a question for us to answer on Fantasy or Reality, which is what we do every day at the end of our show, you can go on social media on Twitter and tag us at SportsGrid, at SportsGrid TV. probably tag me as well, because I do read these things and see them. We did have a really good one the other day, which we're going to use on our show today. But also, there's some great info and picks against the spread from all of our wagering content here. That's at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. And the app is called Twitter. And by now, if you don't have it, you probably should. So download it now. It is absolutely free. One other quick note here, Davis, before we get to fantasy reality. Feels like a slow sports day, which is so rare in this world to have that happen today. I feel like we have been going nonstop here for the last 3 months. Today is like the first day that it feels like, oh, okay, take a breath. No NBA, you know, some afternoon baseball, some night. And then to see the story that Robert Griffin III, the former quarterback in the NFL, who I think is a really good broadcaster, by the way, getting calls as potentially returning to the NFL. Now, listen, I have a soft spot for RG3. I thought that he was great in college. I love that game that he played in the playoffs where he's on his back and, you know, and winning that game, throwing a touchdown pass for Washington. Definitely thought that was a great NFL moment. But what gives here? I mean, what makes people think all of a sudden that RG3 is going to dial it back from like 7 years ago and become good again?
Well, he was at a charity event and he ran a 4.440 is the way it came about, is apparently like, oh, guy's still in good shape. Guy can still move around. You know, remember RG3's knees basically gave out on him. And that's why he moved from the Washington football team to the Cleveland Browns. And then, you know, his knees gave out on him again, but maybe he's feeling a little bit better now. I mean, we do hear things like this every once in a while. I remember a couple years ago during the Kaepernick thing, Peter King put it on the record in his column that he does for NBC Sports that I don't remember the name of the guy. It was like some backup quarterback for the Chiefs. The name will come to me later and I'll bring it back. But basically he was like, this guy's been out of the NFL for 6 years. And just one day out of the blue, his agent called him and was like, hey, this team reached out to you to see if you want to do a workout, to see if you, I think maybe it was Tyler Thigpen was the guy that it was, but it's basically just like quarterbacks are so rare. Guys who can actually like function at the quarterback position are so rare that if you demonstrate having that skill set, you can get paid for it forever. I mean, Chase Daniel, right? Guy started like 5 games in his career, has made like $40 million. Ryan Fitzpatrick is, I mean, as long as Ryan Fitzpatrick wants to hold a clipboard, someone is going to pay him to do it. So I'm not really that surprised that RG3 fielded the calls.
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, the best example of that is McCown, right? Like every year someone's like calling him. He's like, doesn't even want to play. And all of a sudden he's like a chance to start and then a chance to be a GM too, right? Like crazy story with Josh McCown too. All right, let's get it going. Here's today's fantasy or reality. All right, welcome back. And our first topic here is one that is really has a soft spot in my heart. And I'm glad that somebody asked us on Twitter about this one to do a fantasy reality, because I have this real big beef, you know, sadly, I guess, with just handing back these home run balls that are hit. Now, I was at a game the other day where Julio Rodriguez hit his first career home run, Davis, and the two fans gave Julio the ball back. They got a signed bat. They got a ball. You know, if Julio ends up being a Hall of Famer, Davis, I mean, I guess that's the right thing to do. I try to picture my son being there. He probably would be forced to give the ball back too. But I've got this fight of emotions here with this, because I always feel like when you catch a ball, you got to cash in. All right. So the other day, Bobby Witt Jr. ends up hitting his first career home run. Harrison Bader, who I like very much and is a very good person, unfortunately had a bonehead moment when Witt's ball came back. He ended up taking it and he threw it into the fountain. Now, they did recover the ball, and thankfully it was not a fan who had this one, because I can only imagine in this case, Davis, the fan would have been smart enough to not just simply give the ball back to Bobby Witt, say, thank you so much, it's nice to meet you. Fantasy or reality, Harrison Bader owes Bobby Witt Jr. a nice steak dinner. Is this fantasy or reality?
Yeah, reality. I mean, don't ruin that moment for our guy. You know, this is a pro Bobby Witt Jr. show. Funnily enough, I actually have met Harrison Bader. He lives in the same building in downtown St. Louis. This is convoluted, so you got to follow it. He lives in the same building as my future wife's best friend's sister, And so if we go there to go to the pool or whatever, because, you know, it's this really nice building in downtown St. Louis, every once in a while, you know, he'll be out there walking his dog, coming to the, you know, just whatever. So I've met him. I've seen him around a couple times. And but yeah, total reality owes Bobby Wood Jr. a steak dinner. I mean, that's a jerk move, right? Throwing the ball into the fountain, like, and obviously, you know, it's like kind of fun because the Cardinals and the Royals have this theoretical, you know, the I-70 rivalry and stuff. But come on, it's Bobby Wood Jr.'s first home run. Like, don't ruin the moment, bro.
Right. So a convoluted answer for me. So first of all, this is fantasy. He does not owe Bobby Wood Jr. a steak dinner. He would have owed him a lot more than a steak dinner had he not gotten the ball back. I'm going to say that. I mean, Harrison Bader is probably having to go grab five bats from Albert Pujols to give to a fan if he ended up retrieving the ball out of that fountain. Listen, I cannot claim to be best friends with Harrison Bader or say that I know him very well. I would tell you this was a mistake. There is no way that this guy throws that ball not realizing the scenario at that time. I refuse to believe that. I think that this was an honest mistake. I don't think this was any rivalry deal. He was upset in the moment, threw the ball away. Had he realized, he's throwing that ball right down to Kansas City's dugout and they're giving the ball back to Bader. Witt got the ball back. He owes him nothing. Yeah, no, he ends up maybe an apology of some sort. Hey, like, I screwed up. But no, I don't think he owes a steak dinner. Now, had he lost that ball, oh my gosh, he's going to have to make up for, I mean, that's going to cost him a lot of money or memorabilia, whatever, if that is the case. But I am just that person. I talked about this with Julio the other day, Davis. I'm sorry. I'm not that guy. I am the fan at the game with the first home run for Julio Rodriguez. I hate to say it. If it's not my son probably, because we were getting tickets or we're there, he's probably got to give it back. But if I'm the average fan, Davis, in that stands, I am aware of who Julio Rodriguez is. And God bless Julio. I hope he has a great career. He is not getting that ball back for a signed ball and a bat. This is just not happening. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, I wouldn't want, it doesn't matter if it was freaking Mondesi or Witt. Doesn't matter. They got to pay. If I'm catching it, you got to pay.
Got to come through. Stronger than the bat and the ball. I don't know what the answer is, but there's a negotiation. And unfortunately, a lot of pressure is put on those kids when they catch those balls. All right, yesterday, huge upset in soccer. Let's get to this. Real Madrid wins 3-1. They advance to the Champions League final. Prior to the game, Real Madrid were 11-1 to win the Champions League. Fantasy reality, Davis Matic has a ticket on Real Madrid to win the UEFA Champions League. I mean, I guess I'm the one that has to start off here with answering this. And if it's in our show, then I guess I have to guess reality. It seems like the easiest fantasy reality we ever had. I mean, Brett is not putting this in without you holding this ticket, I'm guessing.
No, I don't hold the ticket. I just think, oh. I think Brett was doing me a kindness. I think he just wanted to, bring up this game, which is, you know, of course, thanks to Brett. So Real Madrid making it to this Champions League final. I mean, I have never seen anything like this in sports. So this is the road that they took to get there. They lost in the early stages of a competition to a team that doesn't exist in a United Nations recognized country in Europe. Mm-hmm. This country has declared independence, but the United Nations doesn't recognize them. They were trailing by 2 goals in the first elimination round with 30 minutes left. They ended up winning. They were trailing by 2 goals to Chelsea, and then trailing by 1 goal with 10 minutes left. Mm-hmm. Then, last night, they were trailing 2 goals with 90 seconds left. 90 seconds they had to score 2 goals, and they did it. And then they ended up winning in extra time. I have never in my life in sports ever seen anything like this. It's unbelievable, but I don't have a ticket. I do have a Liverpool ticket who Real Madrid is going to face in the finals, but I don't have the Madrid ticket.
All right, so that's a fantasy. Brett got me good on this one there. I'll give him that for sure. Got me guessing completely wrong on that one. Good job. All right, let's move on. And look, concerts are back in a big way. Stadium concerts are now back in a big way across the country. It seems like everybody is on tour making up for lost time and even lost money, Davis, over the last couple of years. I know here in South Florida, there's a ton of concerts coming our way. Garth Brooks is going to be playing in Baton Rouge at LSU. And the last time he was there, it was registered as an earthquake. Now, look, these things can tend to get pretty loud, especially indoors. How about outdoors here? Fantasy reality, Davis. Garth Brooks, in his concert coming up, will be the loudest Tiger Stadium event of all time. Naturally, you would think a football game would be. Brian Kelly, of course, is the new coach there. Wouldn't shock me to see Brian Kelly introduce Garth Brooks in some way. Playing at LSU at night in college football, Davis, is by far the hardest thing to do in college football. There's nothing close. I've seen this before. Fantasy reality, Garth Brooks, loudest Tiger Stadium, all time.
I don't know about all time, but I'll say for this season for sure. I think Brian Kelly stinks. Like, I don't think I have no evidence to think that he is like a great recruiter. Definitely don't have any evidence that he's a very good on-field coach, because the Notre Dame offenses, I mean, the guys that he has had at Notre Dame, Will Fuller, Chase Claypool, like, he's had some studs at Notre Dame. And and even for like the college level, like, you know, Ian Book and guys like that, like, sure, they're like not good NFL quarterbacks, but they're pretty good college football quarterbacks. So yeah, I'm saying reality. I just, the LSU, it's such a bummer. Like, they have that one miracle year with Burrow and Chase and Jefferson and Marshall, and it's like, this is what we have now. We got Brian Kelly. Great. Like, great. Yeah. But I'm saying reality, it will be the loudest one this year.
Yeah. And I read the question wrong. I said all time. It's this season. I will say fantasy. I will say that, look, recruiting is a big part of it. Listen, you're playing in the SEC. I think Brian Kelly's going to be fine there. I don't think he's a great coach. I don't think he's a terrible coach. But you're playing in a conference where all you basically have to do is recruit the kids. The assistant coaches do a lot of the coaching. Ed Orgeron found that out. And you're right, Davis. They sort of fell onto a generational quarterback and a great offense. Also, let's not forget, LSU did play Alabama in the Sugar Bowl for the championship about 10 years ago also. So they were right on that doorstep, was LSU. They ended up losing in that game, I think 21-7. I think Derrick Henry was the running back actually for Alabama at that time. So LSU is in the mix every year. It's just that Ed Orgeron's time there, sort of with some off the field stuff, kind of came to an end. Wouldn't surprise me to see Ed O get another job pretty quickly, maybe in a year or two. I will say fantasy. I will say a football event this year at Baton Rouge at night, on a Saturday. I don't know if they have Alabama on the schedule this year there. I'm not sure. And by the way, LSU has been no competition for Alabama the last couple of years too, even though it is Death Valley and it is really tough. But I would say fantasy. I'll say a football game outdoes Garth Brooks in Louisiana. All right, we got to take a quick time out here on the show. Coming up next is...
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend, because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
It's time for the Sports Grid 60, so stay on the grid for that. As a reminder, Newswire coming up, 2 o'clock Eastern today. I'll be back with you in just a couple hours. Don't go away. Break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We've got a lot of action in Major League Baseball getting ready to start this afternoon. We'll have it covered for you at 2 o'clock Eastern on Newswire, and we'll be back in just a couple of hours. Before we do that, let's end the show with some commentary, and getting us started, as always, is Davis Maddock. Here's the Sports Grid 60.
So I have, I think, what is a controversial opinion, which is that April and May, Craig, are the best sports months. And I know it's controversial because there's no football, right? No NFL, no college football. But look at what we have over the next 2 weeks. We have the Kentucky Derby. We have a major championship, NHL playoffs. The NBA conference finals are going to be starting. Like, this is about as good as, like, when you have the confluence of major championship and then two playoff events happening in the same day. I mean, how do you beat that? Like, you could literally be, and the Champions League final too, by the way, will be happening in 3 weeks, I think. So it's like, that's just the best. I mean, how can you, like, that is when all of the highest stakes stuff is all happening at once. And we don't need football to be intruding in on our great sports months here in the spring.
Yeah, shocking to hear that from Davis. Yeah, I still got March Madness, Masters coming, opening day, Major League Baseball, spring training. I think March Madness probably still the best time for me. Davis, by the way, is going to be off tomorrow. He's going on his bachelor party, so we will miss him. George Kurtz will be in the house tomorrow. We'll talk some hockey with George. By the way, tonight in the NHL, I just want to read you some lines real quick. And probably at some point, someone's going to make a lot of money tonight. Rangers minus 160. That's the least biggest favorite tonight. Panthers minus 250. Calgary Flames minus 240. Colorado Avalanche, Davis, tonight minus 400. 4-1 to take Nashville tonight. There's going to be a monster upset tonight in the NHL. I don't know who it's going to be, but the NHL is the gift that keeps on giving. That'll do it for our show. Thanks again to LTN, Brett and Ryan, Danny, of course, and David, my friend.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.